Do you like President Trump? Do you? Do you like him as a president, or do you like him as a person, or neither? Many people who support Trump do not like him. Are you one of those? You know, that seems a strange dichotomy, does it not? For there should be something likable about a person who does good things. I wonder if you agree with his policies. I wonder if you agree with his politics. I wonder if you agree with the positions he has taken, the actions he has accomplished. If you are a conservative, a true conservative, and if you are a Republican, a true Republican, surely you are pleased with the first political year of the administration of Donald John Trump. Are you not? Many people really do not know or fully understand the accomplishments of the Trump administration. The man, the Twitter man, is constantly slandered, abused, and maligned by the mainstream liberal radical media, which dishes out criticism rather than credit no matter what this man and his advisors do. But the truth of the matter is, my fellow Americans, that the accomplishments of the Trump administration in the first year of his presidency are remarkable indeed. Here are just a few. The new tax act. For the first time in 30 years, there is now legislation in place and effective January 1, 2018, which reduces corporate and individual taxes for the first time, again, in 30 years. There are changes in the new law which can be very beneficial to most Americans and American businesses and corporations, which will further revive and energize an already growing American economy. The reduction in corporate taxes, small business partnerships, and other business entities will create new jobs, better employment, and more compensation for workers. The new tax act now has 7 income categories with reduced taxation percentages that can allow Americans to pay less taxes and will in fact be of benefit to the so-called middle class. Some, indeed, lose out. But most win. So, I say congratulations, President Trump, and the Republican House of Representatives, and the Senate, both in the majority. Most Americans think that was work well done. I do. Do you? And then there is the repeal of the Obamacare individual mandate. Now, and finally, my fellow Americans, you are not forced, not required to purchase health insurance as a result of the former mandate of Obamacare. The so-called tax, no way, as Chief Justice John Roberts once called it, is now removed, and you do not have to purchase what you do not want. You can now approach Obamacare with free will. That, I surely think, is a good thing, don't you? Congratulations, President Trump. And then there is the appointment of Supreme Court Justice Neil Gorsuch. Now comes the 9th member of our United States Supreme Court, one who is highly respected, legitimately conservative, to fill the conservative void created by the untimely passing of Justice Antonin Scalia. Justice Gorsuch is a brilliant scholar, a keen student of the law, fair in his application and his decision-making, and restores the balance of the court, which now becomes once again a court with essentially 4 liberal justices, 4 conservative justices, and 1 swing vote. An excellent appointment, I think, President Trump, and a big American thank you from all of us conservatives to the United States Senate for his confirmation. One good man. And then there is the appointment by President Trump of the Federal Circuit Court justices. President Trump has appointed and the Senate has confirmed a record number of judges to the Federal Circuit Courts. Most of these men and women are conservative, or at least centrist, and fair-minded, and determined to interpret the law and not make it, which will, as one scholar noted, take much of the political bias out of the judicial system. Every essentially conservative-thinking American should be more than pleased with these appointments. Good work, Donald John Trump, and congratulations. And then there are regulations. Trump, his advisors and his team of lawyers and experts have voided and gotten rid of hundreds and thousands of unnecessary regulations. Nothing makes it more difficult for Americans, and especially American business, to function than incredible and unnecessary regulations and bureaucratic control. Their cost and economic effects are disastrous, and when done away with, lessening the control of government and producing much more individual freedom. I personally loudly applaud such actions. Do you? And then there is the destruction of ISIS. Almost. This rogue, barbarian, savage group of assassins has been largely neutralized or significantly destroyed and disrupted in the first year of the Trump administration. Barack Hussein Obama had put undue restrictions upon the military, which had prevented this from happening. Trump, in the words of one general, unleashed the military from those Obama restrictions, and the United States military, the best in the world, did its job. Thank you for that, President Trump. We are all safer, are we not? And then there was oil drilling and pipeline projects freed up and sanctioned. There is now new drilling for oil, whether in Alaska, the continental United States, or offshore. The old Obama regulations and restrictions, which made no sense, were lifted, and America has become once again energy competitive and far less dependent upon foreign oil. And that is so good for our country, for our economy, for our independence, and for our future. Well done, Mr. President. Well done. And then there is the repeal of net neutrality. Most Americans think that is a very good thing. Do you? Anyway, it's over, and America moves on. Again, most Americans believe the repeal of net neutrality is a good thing. Once more, do you? And then there is the American economy. For the first time in some 12 years, the American economy has grown in excess of 3% for four consecutive quarters. Four consecutive growth quarters. There are new jobs, and profits grow, and compensation increases. There are new opportunities everywhere. There now has been the revival of hope and confidence for the future. Thank you for being the spark, the energizer, the visionary for that great asset for we the people, President Trump. Thank you for doing what you promised, and that is to begin to make America great again. And then there is the issue of illegal immigration. Illegal immigration has, as one lawyer stated, shrunk to a trickle. There is now the opportunity for border guards to prevent illegal border crossings as the law would allow. Obama restricted that. Restrictions under his administration and the former Justice Department under the auspices of Loretta Lynch, one awful attorney general, they're gone. And illegals entering our country have been significantly reduced, and that's the right thing, in my opinion. And all of that accomplished without the building of the wall. That's kind of incredible. You know, maybe we don't need that wall after all, Mr. Trump, for your policies seem to be really working. I thank you for that. And then there is United States, American manufacturing jobs. Business, as Trump knows, is the compatible working of owners and unions. President Trump has worked with both, and with foreign governments, and new jobs, new productivity, and new profits for all are happening. Isn't that great? Well done, Mr. President. And there is now new confidence. Don't you have more of that? Now there is more certainty and clarity so that business can work and grow and invest and believe, really believe now as it could not in the previous 8 years. Believe in the future. The stock market explodes. Large corporations offer bonuses. The minimum wage paid begins to grow. Profits, once merely distributed to shareholders, are now fairly invested, and new jobs, new job equities are created. All so very good for our beloved America, don't you think? Well done, Donald John Trump. Well done, Mr. President. And then there's unemployment. It is at an all-time low. Isn't that just great? It's at or about 4%. Corporations and businesses now need to compete for workers, and that's a good thing, and especially the best of them. There is added leverage to the employee as the structure for job compensation changes for the good. And there has been a significant reduction in black and Hispanic unemployment. Are you aware of that? Boy, that's a good thing. A better equality job opportunity for minorities now becomes evident and produces in and of itself a new confidence in America and its economic future. A job well done, Republican-controlled House of Representatives and Republican-controlled Senate. And of course you, Mr. President, thank you for yet another thing which is helping to make America great again. And then there's the stock market. Stock market pricing is at an all-time high. In fact, in 2017, the stock markets had the most annual record high days in its storied history. Isn't that great? Investors invest with confidence. Risk-taking and the growth it produces is also at an all-time high, and that's good for America. There is a new sense that there now can be prosperity for all. That is the fulfillment of the American dream. Oh, that's great. That to me is so really great for our country and for we the people. Thank you, President Donald John Trump. Thank you. And then there is the Paris Climate Accord, the PCA. The United States has been removed, withdrawn from what one politician called the international swindle. The international swindle, known as the Paris Climate Accord. Well, I don't know whether it's a swindle or not, but I sense very strongly it wasn't good for America. Do you? And what do you think about that withdrawal? Are you for it? There is so much controversy in the world about so-called global warming, and America will not be forced to abide by this so-called accord. Again, I think it's a good thing. What about you? Then there is the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, NATO. President Trump has demanded that NATO countries pay their fair share of the costs, so that Americans, we the people, no longer pay for everything. That is nothing but right and fair. And if other nations want the benefit of NATO, pay your fair share. And that sends a clear message to the world that indeed President Trump will fulfill his promise to make America great again. That is, America first again for us. And then there is Jerusalem. President Trump had the courage, unlike Presidents Clinton, Bush, or Obama, to affirm to the world and to the Israelis that Jerusalem is the capital of Israel. And America will move its embassy there. Much of the world at large howls and protests, you know, those liberal, radical, anti-Semitic nations. But I believe it's the right thing to do. Do you? By the way, the Congress approved that, in fact, even ordered it some years ago. And I feel that if you are really Jewish, or Christian, really Christian, you know it's the right thing to do. Great decision, President Donald John Trump. It affirms our relationship with Israel, the only democracy in the Mideast. Thank you for doing that. And there are more, many more accomplishments. There is a significant increase in ICE arrests and expulsions. That's a good thing. There is the real and muscular confrontation of North Korea and the barbarians who control that country. And that's a good thing for America. And there is the unbelievable bias of the United Nations and the confrontation by President Trump of that bias. That's great work done, Mr. Trump. Thank you. And then there is the hypocrisy and aggression of Iran and the sham of a nuclear treaty. They both have been confronted by the Trump administration. Good stuff. Good protective stuff for America. And then there is fake news, the incredible bias of the Three Stooges, you know, ABC, NBC, and CBS, which pose as mainstream media. nothing more than PR machines for liberals and Democrats. All of that has been confronted. Great stuff, Mr. Trump. Your Twitter finally does some good. Personally, I think that more people follow Trump on Twitter than read the New York Times. Way more. In short, my fellow Americans, there has been an incredible amount of action and good things happening from the presidential administration of Donald John Trump in just 1 year. In the first year of his presidency, there has been significant action everywhere to drain the swamp, and make America great again. The deep state in Washington has been identified, and the corruption in government, the leaks, the bias, the subterfuge will be dealt with and eliminated. All of that should make every right-thinking American feel good, feel great, and feel a great part of the good things which are happening in America. Every American should feel a part of this viable, wonderful movement at work, this momentum, this energy which will, in fact, make America great again. I dare to say that whether or not you like President Trump, whether or not you agree with his methods and methodology, whether you think him presidential or not, I dare to say that you applaud much of his efforts, if not all, in his first year as President of the United States of America. The land of the rule of law, of the Constitution, of liberty and justice for all, the land where opportunity, choice, and dream-chasing abound, is on the way back, thank God. America is experiencing a sweeping change back from many of the disasters of the Obama administration. To all of that, I say, and I hope you do as well, well done, President Trump. Well done indeed. In only 1 year. I can't wait for the second year.